Grocery store shoppers practice social distancing rules put in place to prevent the spread of the deadly coronavirus. They wait in long lines and follow other strict guidelines to help contain the virus.
Because masks are a little bit uncomfortable, you know, on the ears, it's a bit tight over here. A bandana, it's pretty much the same thing, because we're not protecting the things that we're breathing in. It's more what we're breathing out that's keeping the other people safe.
Regulations by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control limit the number of people in stores to 20% of the pre-pandemic numbers. But experts say measures have fallen short and come too late, especially for grocery store workers.
There have been over 3,000 cases of employees who work in supermarkets that have COVID-19. There have been 41 deaths. They have not been given masks. They've not been given gloves. Their union has insisted about that.
In mid-April, Google dedicated its main page banner to grocery workers, who are the least protected from a virus they're constantly exposed to.
I don't think anyone realized. Even the authorities didn't realize how serious this was. Even I didn't understand at first, until we saw how many people were seriously sick.
It's very hard to determine whether anyone is sick. Grocery stores don't have temperature readers installed at the entrances. Employees disinfect trolley handles, wash floors, and take credit and bank cards from customers at the checkout counter. Customers wear gloves and masks, and many enter grocery stores only when they need basic necessities. But the workers have no choice. Employees like Wando Evans, a Chicago-area Walmart employee who died from COVID-19. His family is suing the retailer for allegedly not doing enough to protect workers. In a statement, Walmart said it's heartbroken by Evans's death and listed safety measures the retailer said it took in response to the pandemic. Now supermarkets and other retailers are finding it harder to get workers.
A supermarket, I want to say, wasn't an easy job, but it wasn't a very stressful job for many people. Now it's become very stressful, and we also see a lot of people not wanting to go to work. But in the case for a lot of employees, it's not about the extra $2. It's not about, you know, getting laid off from a restaurant and, you know, going to work in a supermarket. Very often they would make just as much money going on unemployment.
Delivery driver Excelso Sabulao practically forced his father to leave his supermarket job and said he would support his parents on his own.
I guess the part that I'm afraid of the most is going inside the store and picking up those bags, you know, opening the fridge and the chiller, because I don't know if people who are working in that they call it shoppers, the Whole Foods shoppers, I don't know if one of them is infected.
Right now, Sabalawa says he doesn't have a choice, but what he does have is disinfectant, gloves, and hope. For Elena Wolf in New York, NRI's VOA News.